So who do you think the top thinkers are today? Who do you admire in the industry?
Well, it's a short list. First of all, you've got to admire Warren Buffett. He has done it. He has done it the right way, done meaning been a successful investor. He does it at very low cost. People ignore that in Berkshire, just part of the index thing. And his favorite holding period is forever. And he loves the idea of indexing. Indeed, not so long ago in his annual report, he said he was leaving some significant part of his estate, which is huge. Most of it's going to the Gates Foundation, but to his wife. And he has directed the trustees to put 90% of it in Vanguard 500 index fund, or in 500 index funds, of which he likes Vanguard the best. And I got a lot of communications from people that I know saying, so now, Bogle, you're Vanguard's second best salesman, because about an extra $1 billion came into the fund, as we measure it here, over Warren's comment. So it has a universality about it. So you got to like Warren. He understands and respects indexing. And so do all the people I'm about to mention. Now, he's not running a mutual fund. So he gets an awful lot easier life than mutual fund managers whose shares may be redeemed, who are striving for short-term performance, anathema to Warren. And in the mutual fund business, I like the firms that are managers and not marketers. This is a giant marketing business. And two that stick out are Dodge & Cox. I've known the managements out there. And they run four or five funds. The average big manager runs 150 or even more than that. And Mason Hawkins down at Longleaf. And they run three or four funds. And they're investment managers. They're not out promoting all the time. They don't say, we've got this menu of 160 funds. Every single entree is delicious, as it were. And so in the fund industry, my list is quite short. They would be two. In the hedge fund business, I'm not a great lover of hedge funds, but I'm a great admirer of Cliff Asness of AQR and Steve Galbraith, formerly of a Maverick, who now has his own firm called Herring Creek. And what's good about them and what's good about Mason Hawkins and Dodge & Cox is I'm not saying that any of them are guaranteed to give you above average performance. They know that as well as I do. They know indexing, and probably many of them applaud indexing. So we get along fine, but we're intellectually honest with each other. And they don't tell me I'm wrong. Cliff Asness says that his claim to fame is that he has the hedge fund that I hate the least.
Okay.
And, you know, you've got to admire some of the college endowment managers, particularly David Swenson up at Yale. And I happen to also admire Andy Golden down at Princeton. They've had great, great records over the last 20 years. But will they last? We don't know. They think they will. And the last few years have been kind of difficult. They haven't lost money, but they haven't kept up with this huge boom in the stock market because they don't own many U.S. stocks, maybe 10-12% in U.S. stocks. During the greatest bull market in U.S. stocks that we've seen in a long time. So, of course, I admire them, too, the endowment fund managers. And I also admire another manager, not a hedge fund manager, Ted Aronson here in Philadelphia. And he's very quantitative. He's very concerned about transaction costs. And he loves index funds. His almost all of his personal estate is in index funds. He doesn't like the taxes that you'd pay otherwise. He doesn't like to be in a position of owning his own funds. He probably owns some of them, but he's a great spokesman for index funds. And every one of these people I've just talked to are going to tell you the same thing. So I like them because they agree with me, but that might sound like a trivial, kind of almost specious kind of comment, but they're right because indexing is right, and everybody now knows this.